The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker Dublin, and at Forbes Street restaurant within that emporium. Co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out, and multi-award winner of late. Gareth, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, you are suggesting some treats we can make, little nibbles, in advance, stick them in the freezer, and then take them out at will.
Yeah, and really, a few of them are based around puff pastry, and I'm a big fan of using that puff pastry that you buy in the supermarket. Just, I've said it on here loads of times, look for the one that says all butter, because some of them tend to be made with lard, and I kind of find them a little bit fatty. But also, when somebody calls into your house unannounced, which happens to us all over Christmas, I think having stuff like this in the freezer is really handy. So the first one I'm going to do is a sausage roll. I mean, who doesn't love a sausage roll? And this is pork, apricot and sage sausage roll. So I love to make an apricot and sage stuffing at Christmas. I think I've shared that recipe on here before. So it's kind of that train of thought, but in a sausage roll. So what are you going to need? You need an onion that I want you to finely chop. If your finely chopping skills aren't that good, throw it into a blender because I want the onion nice
really
and fine.
Yeah.
You need 400 grams of sausage meat, six leaves of sage, which you're going to chop, a handful of breadcrumbs. That just helps to catch any of fat while it's cooking. 250 grams or a roll of that puff pastry that we spoke about. 10 dried apricots, which you're going to chop. If you don't like apricots, of course, leave them out. Figs would also be lovely, dried figs or prunes even. An egg just for egg washing and a little splash of milk, and then 2 tablespoons of sesame seeds. All you're going to do is preheat your oven to 180 degrees if you're cooking them now, or if you're putting them in the freezer, you don't have to do that. Put a small pan on and saute off your onions in a little bit of olive oil until they go clear. No colour. And then right at the end, take them off the heat, add in the sage, add in the apricots and let that mix cool. And then you're going to add that into your favourite sausage meat. Most of the supermarkets sell sausage meat at this time of year, but also pop into your butcher, he'll happily give you some sausage meat. And then you put that into a bowl when it's cooled with the sausage meat and the breadcrumbs. And if you have a piping bag, load it into a piping bag, and then you just roll out your puff pastry so you save an A4 piece of paper. You brush the whole thing with egg wash, then you pipe along so you're left with this long sausage.
Yeah.
Then just fold it over, press it with your fingers, run your knife along it. That's one, and repeat that process. You'll probably get 4 logs out of a roll, and then pop them into the fridge or the freezer for 10 minutes because you want them to set a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they're not in the fridge, the pastry be softer. And then take them out, cut them into whether you like little small ones or longer ones, give them a brush with egg wash, sprinkle them with sesame seeds, and then pop them into a freezer on a plate if you're not going to cook them. Don't put them all into a box because they'll freeze in a block.
Yeah.
So you want them to freeze individually, and then after they're frozen, pop them into an airtight container, leave them in the freezer. Guests arrive, bang them into a preheated oven. From frozen, they'll take about 15 minutes.
Okay, so you don't make them and then freeze them. You keep them ready to be cooked.
Yeah, keep them ready to be cooked, exactly. And then, so another one then, I think, which is a real crowd pleaser for everybody, is crispy Parmesan chicken Cajuns with a whiskey sauce. So again, you can make as many of these as you like, and then you have 4 chicken breasts, couple of eggs, 50 mils of milk, some seasoned flour, and some panko breadcrumbs. So they're those Japanese breadcrumbs. They sell them in all the supermarkets. They go really crispy. That's why I like using them, at 50 grams of Parmesan. For the whiskey sauce, you need some ketchup, some whiskey, some barbecue sauce, some butter and some honey. You just put all that in the pan, bring it up to temperature, and then season it with a little bit of Tabasco sauce, how spicy you like it. To make the goujons, cut them into either squares or goujons, which is like the shape of your index finger. Pop them into seasoned flour, then into egg, and then into breadcrumbs. That process is called panning. And then you just leave them on a plate again on a bit of parchment paper, stick them into the freezer until they all freeze, and then pop them into a container. If you've guests arrive, take them out, let them defrost a little bit, into your air fryer or into your fat fryer or even into your oven. And again, I think, especially if you have any younger people in the house, these are a real big hit with kids.
Yeah. Sweet potato, pea and mint pasties.
Yeah, I kind of give you this one because a lot of us have a lot of veg kicking around the Christmas time, right? So you might have done a roast dinner even on Christmas Day. So if it's not the sweet potato, it could be roast potatoes that you have left over, a bit of carrot and parsnip, a bit of turnip. So what I want to show you is how to like kind of season that up and then turn it into something delicious. So this time I'm talking about sweet potato, but that could be any mashed vegetable. a bunch of spring onion, really chopped, mint sauce or mint jelly, a big spoonful of that in, and then some cheese, or you've loads of cheese kicking around the Christmas, right? I'm saying some sharp cheddar cheese here, but it could be some chopped up brie, or it could be some chopped up blue cheese. So you're making this kind of cheesy mix, if you like, and then just squares of puff pastry, brushed with egg wash, a dollop of that potato or vegetable cheesy mix in the middle, fold it over, press it with a fork, brush it with egg wash, and again, just bang it into the freezer.
And do you make your pasties like you turn your square into a triangle by folding over the corners?
Yeah, I mean, really, you can do it that way, or you can do it, if you do a circle, you turn it into a half moon. Really, there's no rules, and pastry, puff pastry in particular, is very forgiving, because when it goes in, it puffs up. So you can kind of go freestyle a little bit here with this.
Now, you've got about 40 seconds to tell us about Parmesan cheese straws.
Parmesan cheese straws. Roll out your puff pastry, brush it with egg wash, loads of Parmesan cheese, cut it into straws, and then twist, 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 and press it onto a baking tray. Pop it into the oven as it bakes, the Parmesan twist through it, and it's the perfect thing to serve with any bubbles that you're drinking, Cremon, Champagne, Cava, Prosecco. If you go into any posh establishment, they'll probably give you cheese straws if you're drinking bubbles.
Okay, so we can pretend to be posh.
Exactly.
Great stuff. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Anantara The Marker. Thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.